I am in shock. I am in shock right now. I was just at the grocery store buying some vegan hummus for my environmentalist club meeting. And I'm checking out, and the cashier hands me the receipt and says, "Have a good day, sir. Have a good day, sir." And I stop dead in my tracks and I say, "Excuse me?" And I'm literally shaking and I can barely stand and I'm screaming at him, "Excuse me? How do you know that I identify as a man? How do you know that I identify as a sir? Did you even ask, you privileged white cishet bigot?" And I've got him by the collar. I'm in his face. He looks confused. Obviously, he's not college educated. And I realize that this is a teachable moment for him and for all of you bigoted hicks out there. That before you begin any exchange with someone, in order to not make assumptions, you should begin by saying, "Hello, generic entity. Please inform me as to your personal gender identity so that I may proceed to communicate with you in a manner that will not traumatize you or victimize you or otherize you or delegitimize you or vaporize you. And please know that whatever your gender identity is, I will not judge you for it, and I will not think any negative thoughts about you. I will think only positive thoughts about you. That is, if you permit me to think any thoughts about you in the first place." Is it so hard to begin every conversation with someone that you meet in your daily life this way? I don't think so. Now, if this drooling Neanderthal, who is so deeply hateful and judgmental, had given me the opportunity to talk about my personal gender experience, I would have explained that I am multigender. And so my gender identity changes based on the day and the time and the tides and the altitude and whether or not I have a yoga class that day. Because if I have a yoga class, a lot of times I identify as gender fluid because it helps me be more flexible. Now, it just so happens that today I identify as a pangender, non-binary, otherkin, two-spirit. I don't go by sir, I go by Zerx, obviously. My identity is free. My identity is not beholden to chromosomes or DNA or genetics or any of those other superstitions. My entire biological framework is like, it's like clay. It's putty that is molded by my emotions. This is just science, okay? And I am so sick of this bigotry and intolerance that I went to that cashier's manager and I informed him that his employee is a sex offender because he offended me with his ideas about sex. I didn't stipulate that last part, but I didn't think it was necessary. The manager indicated that this person would be fired. Thank God. Just take this as a lesson. Don't misgender and mislabel people. I survived this encounter, but the next person may not. So think about that before you risk insulting or hurting someone. You got that? You revolting troglodytes? Okay, good.